Well, this is shot on Fuji Velva, which is a slide film, and really that means that you get maximum contrast and less interference, or is probably more described as noise in camera and in film camera. So, you know, the result is to get a super smooth print, and also a kind of a more realistic tonal value, particularly with these artificial light conditions where you're working with a really, really kind of subdued yellow, orange, red color, and maybe paralleling that against a daylight condition light bulb, or a light bulb which, you know, emulates daylight conditions. So there's a challenge there to sort of record that or still that somehow in the middle, where you can do that without having to then bring it into Photoshop and begin to sort of have to, you know, artificially set those conditions which you're seeing. So there's a challenge there, and there's an attempt to sort of isolate those tones which are otherwise just very difficult to really record, because they work around those lighting conditions that happen to be colours which are very high frequency, like reds, and it means that, you know, usually you see people, or you see, when you see photographs of these kind of conditions, that they don't really look as how you might feel or experience them in reality, or in your day-to-day kind of night walks.
Yeah, because you've got a mixture of, like in the picture we're looking at now, there's a mixture of halogen and tungsten. Yeah. And do you colour correct for anything, or?
Yeah, I mean, I do quite a lot of manipulation, but the manipulation tends to be a removal of objects rather than a colour tonal change. So sometimes there's a slight colour change, but I try to stay true to what I see. And I mean, I think the other thing as well, which is maybe something which sort of sits out with these photographs, is that there's an attempt to sort of reflect the anxiety that exists, and the lights themselves are quite anxious colours. I think, you know, like the street light is a very subdued low tone. So rather than try to sort of boast those colours or boast those conditions, I attempt to sort of capture that low, dim, I would describe it as an ugly aesthetic, even, mm-hmm. you know, the aesthetic that isn't very pleasing visually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I find interesting. Like, well, particularly with this middle image, you see that there's this sort of attempt to play on the shadow space there, where the lamppost is interfering with my relationship between the building and the background, which is the New Lodge estate, and my perception of that space, and I don't know whether to sit in the shadow or to sit in the light, and the light's contributing to that sense of anxiety of that space. The colours reflect those anxieties, the sky, the ground, the wetness, all those things come into that vocabulary that really, really suits the scenario. So there's an attempt to frame that, and you know, if I get the print digitally, I shoot it film and then I scan it digitally, and if I feel that it would suit a change, I'll make the change. But I generally stray away from color changes because I'm shooting on a slide. I don't need to. I get true color of what I'm seeing. But
mm-hmm.
I do take lots of things away. Like, I mean, for example, in this picture, there is a removal of part of this fence because I felt that I needed a resting space between this and this, so I took the fence away from the top of this photograph.
Okay.
I digitally removed it.
So, could you tell us again what the symbolics for the fences and the...
Well, I mean,